perspective. We got the cool, we got the muscle, and you know we effing rule. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We got the know-how, we got control, we got the knowledge, and we tell you how it rolls. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, alright. We are the Geek Grills, we are the Geek Grills, tonight.
Hello and welcome to episode 193 of Geek Grills. Geek Grills podcast supported primarily by our lovely patrons. You can become one at patreon.com/grills. I'm Linda and I'm joined by my co-host Amber.
Hello.
And Ray.
Hi.
So today, perhaps the topic is a little misleading, the name of it. We called it the Disney Experiment, a.k.a. what Disney Plus thinks the hell they're doing.
Well, it has been referred to as an experiment, so.
Yeah. So, but we'll be getting into that in a little bit. Can't already tell what my thoughts upon that are. So, what have you girls been up to this week? Amber?
Well, I made from that cookbook I got with all the people, famous people in it and stuff, in honor of Walter Mondale, who recently passed, Mrs. Mondale's pumpkin bread, and it was delicious. I had one whole slice to see if it was good, and it was, and I was going to take it to share with people the next day, but the dog ate it. So, yeah.
Oh, apparently it was quite delicious.
Bastard. I put it away and up and out of his reach, and I think when one of the kids was doing the dishes, like, moved it to where he could reach it, which is really high. He's a big, big dog.
And those types, I've seen your dog. Those types of dogs are springy. They spring real high.
Yes. Huskies are mischievous boogers.
I love huskies, so.
Oh, yeah, and he's what you call it? He's all white, too. Mm-hmm. So, except for one spot on his head, he's got one little black spot. My husband always says his mom ran out of toner there. So, what else? We successfully protected all our veggies from the frost because North Carolina can't make up its mind, and we had two nights in a row of hard frost, like 30 degrees. But we watched.
Oh, I said I know some of our friends who also have a garden were dealing with hail, so there's that.
At least we did not have that, but we had plenty of mulch still, so we were out there and we like heaped it on carefully, and protected all the things and saved all the plants. And today, my husband he transplanted one today, but then he found another one today. He keeps finding volunteers in our compost pile. He'll go to turn it, and there's something growing that's obviously, like, it's either a squash or a melon. We're not sure. So one was big enough, he transplanted it into where the squashes and melons are going to go. And then he found another one today that he's like, I could use another more day. I'll turn the compost tomorrow. I'll move that one. And it's funny because I've got a whole little mini greenhouse with, like, 20 plants or something up in a windowsill trying to sprout seeds I saved from last year, and there is no sign of life.
Oh no.
But the shit I just cooked lately and threw away is deciding to grow. So we're gonna be surprised, and then I'll just fill in later with whatever I can get to grow, or we'll buy things if I have to. News for everybody who plays WoW, we got Daisy the Sloth.
Yes, yay! I saw pictures. Our friend Gina posted up. She was like, look at this! And like she had the sloth on her back.
It's so cute. And it's so funny. I was watching Scott Johnson's show, The Instance. It's like long, ancient WoW show. And he just, I don't know. I mean, he's got a lot of shows, so I guess he didn't have time to look. And he's like, I mean, you can't really, you know, have it on your back. Don't get. I'm like, yes, you can. And he's like, okay, well, it must be like a piece of gear and it's not going to be anymore. I'm like in the chat going, Scott, dude, it's Slash Beckon. So he's like, all right, everybody forget everything I just said. and then people were arguing over whether it was whistle or beckon. And I was right. I remembered because I wanted this thing so much. And then I saw a tweet about it. And it was a druid who tweeted it, coincidentally. It was like, oh, it doesn't work on the cat form or the travel form or the bear form. And I was like, aw. But I logged in right away to go see, and it does work on the moonkin. Which is hilarious, because it looks so big on everything else, and it looks itty-bitty on the moonkin back.
It's a baby sloth backpack.
Yes. And it yawns, which is so cute. So, other than that, I booked my trip today, finally, after hours of effort, and then they wouldn't let me use my discount code that I had from, or my credit from the canceled flight because of the pandemic. And then I was panicking. I went and looked things up, and I had canceled on April, 6th last year, and there are normal protocols for when you get a credit because the flight's canceled is a year. But with the pandemic, it's a little different. Like, I was sure I had more, because I think I had till December at least to use it. And, their online system wouldn't work. So, anybody out there trying to book flights and you have those credits, now that things are getting a little normal. And I was like trying to buy insurance, and it looked like it was fine. It applied the credit. I got all my flights. I was ready to pay. And then it's like, we had trouble applying your credit. So I had to call the airline, and then they called me back 3 hours later because the queue was really long. I recommend the callback option. And some kind person helped me book my trip. So in July, I am going to Vegas to the Jen's wedding. And then I am going over to Oregon to visit with my daughter and my granddaughter for 2 days. And then I'm coming back here to North Carolina. And Courtney's like, that's a really short trip, because I'm going on a Friday to Vegas and coming back home on a Wednesday. I'm like, it's a lot for me, it seems. And I didn't want to be weird and just, I know I can stay there, but I mean, I didn't want to be weird and stay a long time. I don't know.
Yeah.
Somebody's talking. So that's about it. What about you, Ray?
Well, I got my shot, and me and my husband both survived. As I mentioned earlier, luckily we did not have any big symptoms. The worst was basically Saturday. It was just kind of an exhausted, tired, and putted around all day and didn't really do much. What I did do is I made my Aberrant character, so I'm super excited about that. I'm a member of Teen Tomorrow. If anybody is familiar with Aberrant, I freaking love Aberrant, so I'm super psyched. It's basically superheroes, and my husband's running it, and the themes that he's given us is celebrity and something else. Basically, I jumped on it, so my character is the internet's called the OpNet, so I'm an OpNet influencer.
Oh, geez.
who erupted or manifested her powers during a lightning storm. So I have digital manipulation abilities and electrical powers. I'm an Orgitech for people who play Trinity. And that will eventually be something that you can play. I really like Adventure, Aberrant, and Trinity. I really, really enjoy. So I am psyched to be in one of these games again.
Yeah. Adventure is super fun. It's basically pulp heroes.
Yeah. I would love to do another adventure game. We did that. We caught up on movies our TV shows. We finally finished all of Young Justice. I hadn't seen the new season, the third season that they made through Netflix, I guess. And then Scott was rewatching it. So I'm like, oh yeah, I'll just wait and we'll watch it together. And then I did find a new anime that I liked that's also simulcast with this year over in Japan, which is called Backflip, because apparently I like sports animes if they're sports that I used to do. or close to something that I currently do. So like sports animes that I have enjoyed so far have been like Yuri on Ice, which ice skating, it kind of parallels Free because awesome pretty boys in swim gear, and a swim team member. So this one was gymnastics. So you know I had to give it a shot. And it's all floor routine, so sadly there's no bar routine, which if you're ever doing gymnastics, the bars are the best part. The bars and the springboard are the best part. Don't let anybody try and tell you have to do floor routine only. It's boring. No, but I do like it. It's really cute. It's just wholesome. More wholesome than Free, because Free always kind of had this fan service-y vibe to me. So, it's cute. That's pretty much it. How about you, Linda?
Pockets. I've made more pockets.
Mini pockets.
Mini pockets.
And they're on your shop now, right?
Yes, and they're on my shop. I don't know which of these I've shown off. Like, I made a new cherry pocket that has red lining rather than black. I made a Avengers. It's a little chibi Avengers. I have these. I've got like blue flowers and the green I think I showed off last time. I can't remember. And then I've got my Hufflepuff Perkit. This one actually gave me trouble because I did two layers of the lining around the outside, which is basically bias tape. And it's real thick. And my machine threw up an error at me that I'd never seen before. It was like, no, I'm not going through this. It's too much.
The error message was just thick.
Yeah. I was like, I've never seen that number before. Whoopsie.
It's fine.
So that was fun. I won a gift card at work because it was lab week, and I with that gift card I bought myself a wax sealing kit. So if I get up, hold on, I put it on the floor. Box not included. The box is mine. So the big
wax ceiling.
Yes, ceiling kit.
Letters, not ceiling as your roof. Okay, I was very confused for a moment.
I don't know how you would use wax on your ceiling.
That's why I was very intrigued. I'm like, what the heck?
But it came with basically a little warmer. You put the little candle inside, and it's got the spoon. It's very hot. Ask me how I know. I was trying to clean it out, and they tell you have to heat it up before you clean it out, and I accidentally touched it. I'm fine. I have all my little wax bits, so all these colors of...
Oh, nice.
Of wax bits to melt. That's the word. I actually have... They sent tiny little... tea lights. I forget what they called it on the... It was like the warmer... It was part of the warmer system, and I'm like, you're giving me tea lights. They're tea lights. Don't try and call them anything fancy. They're tea lights.
We all know what they are.
Yeah. A little set of tweezers to pick up the wax with, I guess. You could just use your fingers. And then it came with this sealer, which has like a tree of life on it.
Oh, hey.
Cute.
And I bought two extra ones. I bought a seal with a dragon on it.
Of course you did.
Of course. And then I bought this super fancy one.
Ooh.
And each of these you can unscrew it and change out which seal you have on there. And it has a rose on it.
Very nice.
So I am all set for taking this to LARP with me for my next character. But I did the first night I had this, I wrote silly little things on pieces of paper and sealed them up and gave them to my coworkers the next day. one literally just said hello friend and the other was tra la la boom da, which just made my coworker completely lose it. She was like laughing for 5 minutes straight. You're welcome. I'm here all week, every week.
Did you fancy calligraphy the message too?
Yes, I did. Of course I did.
Wonderful.
So that's a lot of fun I'm going to have with that. Put it all back away again. Hi-ya. I've been working on my commissions because I have a couple of those. Miss Greta now has a body and a face. I'm working on her hair now. And then there's the B-wing helmet is taking me a little bit more time. Oh. If you don't know what a B-wing pilot from Star Wars that helmet looks like, you should look it up. It's real interesting. I was commissioned to make one out of crochet, which I'm doing. It's intricate.
Oh no.
So I'm working on those.
Sound a little angry.
And then last but not least, I finished the chair. The chair is done. It's here behind me.
Yay!
It's very pretty. I've made it a pillow even, and then I threw my Totoro blanket over it because Totoro hides a multitude of sins. I have done the upholstery project, and I shall never do one again.
What my mom said too when she did hers.
Did she literally just jump? Yep. Jack just literally just jumped up into the chair. My cat is on the chair now. Hi, buddy.
He's modeling.
Bless you. Poor guys. Poor guy's so sneezy. We need to get him some more antihistamines. But yeah, that's what I've been up to. And man, you get some interesting aches in interesting places when you floor troll while you're working on an upholstery project. Because I just was like, I am contorting into all sorts of positions to try and get stuff on this chair and stapled into place and tacked down. And I woke up this morning and I was like, I feel like I did like a triathlon. That was just a craft project.
It's like furniture fair. Yoga.
Crafting builds muscles.
Crafting builds muscles. So we can, I'm wrapped up with what I've been doing this week. We can move on to our discussion topic, which we have entitled The Disney Experiment. So as most everyone knows, I'm sure, Disney has its own streaming service now. It's called Disney Plus. And it's a lovely place where you can watch all sorts of shows and Disney originals and Disney movies. But my question is this. Why do I have to pay $30 extra for a movie when I already pay for a monthly subscription? I understand that in light of the pandemic, they're trying to make up some money for the fact that people are not going to theaters. You can tell I'm getting annoyed by this, by the change in my enunciation. I understand that, but they are a multi-billion dollar company. You do not have to... You don't have to do what you're doing. You do not have to get people to pay $30 while it's during the time it's in theaters.
Right.
For them to see like this premiere.
3 months windows they've been using. Right.
And
no one else is doing it. We have all these subscriptions to other shows that are other places that are.
I thought there was one other place that was doing it. I can't remember which one it was.
You know, content they're creating. I mean, they're probably a little more desperate than places like Amazon that has originals, Netflix having originals. They didn't start as a whole studio that they have to figure out how to support the old model for how they're making things.
Right. And Amazon Prime doesn't, or Amazon, I get, yeah, Amazon Prime doesn't really count because they've always had the we don't have the license to this, or we're paying for the license for this, so we have to charge you for it. They've always had that as part of their model.
Because you can get some free. Right, but if you got the Prime sub, you get their original content.
Yes, yes. But things that they don't own, you know, that, but that's always been part of, you know, their business model, if you will, for streaming. It's just, it seems very superfluous. It seems kind of like a money grab to me, actually. And like I said, I understand that they're trying to make up for the fact that not a lot of people are going to theaters, but $30. And I, you know, there's going to be some people like, well, you know, tickets cost $11 each and you pay for your snacks and such. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm going somewhere and it's on a huge screen. It's part of the experience. I'm watching this on my TV.
Maybe by myself.
Maybe by myself.
One person.
And not $11. Buying, and not buying snacks.
Maybe I'm a cheapskate and I do the Sunday matinee, which is what I do. And I pay $8 a ticket.
Yeah. Like, even back when we went to the theaters, it was only for really big things that we would go, like, premieres. Like, I think the last premiere that our friend group went to was Endgame. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah, I go to very few movies in person. The ones I do go to are the big, epic, they kind of, you want them on a big screen. You know, I go to the Marvel movies or the Lord of the Rings movies, that kind of stuff.
Like, Matthew really hoped that he would get to see Godzilla versus Kong on the big screen. We compromised and went to his parents' house, whose TV is about half the size of their wall. So,
big screen.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it is them experimenting to see what the difference, because they're garnering data from this. They're not doing it with everything.
They're doing it with
a bunch of stuff. And then, like, they'll see who is paying for... Everybody I talk to, we pay for that experience if we're going somewhere, but we're not going to drop that $30 just to see it 3 months earlier at home. We'll wait. We're also the kind of people that were waiting for stuff on video, tend to be cord cutters. But now they can have numbers of people who do have that first, want to see it first, will drop the money, and to see if it's worth doing and annoying everyone else. Because I don't think people are going to, I'm not going to drop my Disney sub over it.
No.
Just because I can't watch some other thing right and away. They're getting those numbers to see if it's worth doing at all.
Yeah, so the thing is that eventually it'll just come on to the regular Disney Plus and you won't have to spend money for it.
And it looks like with...
They started it with Frozen 2, I think, but Frozen 2 was not $30 because I remember we ended up paying for it, and then like 2 days later, they were like, never mind, we're going to drop it for free, and we were so pissed about that. So angry.
Well, but it's a little weird that they have done, like, you don't have to wait the whole 3 months to see it. Like, if you don't have Disney Plus, they've been releasing it to other streaming services to buy into earlier than it arrives on Disney Plus for free. So I guess that's just another, you know, well, how many other places are going to license it? You know, how many people don't have Disney Plus and only have other platforms?
I'm trying to remember how much it was. It wasn't $30. We did not pay $30 to watch Frozen 2.
Yeah, and I remember Mulan, I think, was the other one they tried to get people
Mulan,
to pay
Mulan
for,
was
right?
$30.
Yeah,
Mulan
and
was
everybody
definitely...
was like,
nope.
Yeah, Mulan
everyone
was 30.
Went, nope.
And Raya is 30.
Raya's 30.
And both of those have the 3 month period. But they didn't do it with Soul, which I thought was a little weird because.
I had a theory about that, and that's because it's a Pixar.
I was wondering if business wise, Pixar had some input.
My other theory is they wanted that. They knew that was Oscar bait. And as it did win Best Animated Feature, I wouldn't be surprised if they're like, no, we want people to see this because we know we got a winner. But we've bested a lot.
Like, especially even in the pandemic, people stuck home with littles that are the most anxious audience for it would be more likely to pay for it. Like, if it was a money grab, that would have been a harder one to resist, I think, than Mulan.
Yeah. And the thing with Raya and the Last Dragon is I remember seeing a review about it, about, it's doing so poorly at the box office, quote unquote. And because they're like, and the top comment was, that's because no one's dropping $30 to see it at home. And it's like, wait to do your reviews until after that 3-month mark when everybody's actually seen it. Now, granted, I've heard mixed reviews about Rey and the Last Dragon, so who knows if it's good or not. I'm going to wait to watch it until it comes out on my subscription. But, you know, it's going to mess with their ratings in certain instances, because there's going to be a big part of the audience that is like, Mal, wait. So you'll get people that see it, and it's like, you only get a certain number of people because there's only a certain number of people that are going to drop that money for it.
I mean, we've already spread out among, like, so many different streaming services. Like, to have to pay an additional charge on top of it. That's, like, why we waited, like, over multiple years for New Mutants. Mm-hmm. I'm not paying for it at this point. We have Prime. We have Hulu. We have Disney Plus. We have Amazon. We're done.
I have literally started watching something on Amazon Prime, only had the first season available to me, gotten a free trial for another streaming service, watched the rest of the season, like, because I think there was only 3 seasons, watched the rest of it on the other streaming service, and then canceled that streaming service so I wouldn't have to pay extra money for it.
I have done that as well.
I am a cheapskate when it comes to my entertainment. I pay for YouTube Premium, but that's because I hate commercials. But that's what, 14?
5. I forgot 5. That one. So I'm up to 5 now. At this point, it's almost comparable to what we used to pay for cable.
Yeah.
So they're still producing a bunch of content and just putting it straight to Plus. Like, I found this thing today. I think I want to watch. It's something with a squirrel and a little superhero girl. So that looks neat. But I'm looking, and Tom Hanks' Pinocchio. Oh, see, this one says Cruella. But no, it looks like, because I saw a more recent article than what I'm looking at, but I think Cruella and Black Widow are going to be premium.
Oh, they're definitely going to put Black Widow behind a paywall.
Yeah, they've announced that.
Black Widow.
But this article was a long time ago, but they were saying they weren't going to with Cruella, but it looks like they are. I don't like to see him leaning that direction. I want him to ditch this paywall shit.
I don't know how I feel about. I mean, from and what they just I've increased seen from the trailers, they're not making Cruella a good guy, but you know.
Well, and they just increased our subscription. So, I mean, it was really super cheap to begin with, and I expected it to go up. But to do that and not ditch.
And then also have a paywall.
Yeah.
It's a little shady.
I have another theory about Soul, because I can't find anything about Pixar having any say, because I don't think they really do with the way those things are owned right now. But it was their Christmas release. That would have been bad face.
Yep.
To release that particular movie, particular anime feature on Christmas Day and make you have to pay for it.
Yep.
Disney wasn't going to do that. That would have been too much bad PR for any of them to take. I think there would have been a lot of canceled subscriptions if they tried to pull that.
Yeah, and I think I wouldn't have such a problem with it if it wasn't so expensive.
like $30 is a bit much.
$30
like $15, maybe. Yeah. If it's a movie I really care about, like okay, that's more comparable to me going to the theater.
I don't think there's any that I would pay more than my subscription I'm already paying just to watch a little earlier. I can't think of any. I mean, because it's still on my TV. It's not a group experience. I mean, except what? I could have a bunch of friends over? Nobody's doing that yet.
Yeah.
I don't have a projector.
If it's a 90-minute movie, which I don't know how... It's a 90-minute movie.
Do you still do those?
And it's $30. You're paying 33 cents a minute.
I mean, it's cheap to look at it that way.
No, it's not. That makes it worse. I don't even know how long Ryan the Last Dragon runs. I swear
it's probably another 2-hour movie. Everything seems like it's 2 hours now, which annoys me, by the way. As long as I'm being a curmudgeon here. Bring back the 90-minute movie. I know you can do it. Not everything has to be 2 to 3 hours. Just saying. You're not all Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, all right. I don't know what they're doing with Adventureland either.
Oh, it is almost a 2-hour movie. It's 1 hour and 57 minutes.
Yep.
I'm good with that. I like better backstory, but...
I don't know that'll... I mean, I don't know a lot of small children, to be fair, but I don't know a lot of small children that have the attention span.
Oh, that's a very individual thing.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying I don't know a lot of small children.
Some can't sit for 5 minutes.
Yeah, like, I remember Fantasia, like, me watching that in the theater as a kid being like, this is forever, and it's 2 hours and 6 minutes. And I'm like, justified. This is a small ADHD kid. I was justified in wanting to keep getting up.
Hey, I mean, the original Fantasia actually had an intermission.
That is true. Oh, I took advantage of that. I did.
I don't know. I really, 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 really want to see Black Widow.
Yeah.
Me too.
It's like, it's the ones that you know are going to be the big money makers that kind of makes it worse.
Because if I were like, more spoiler prone, it would be more upsetting to me. Because mm-hmm. I mean, right now I'm just like, all right, it's just like it's coming out later. I'll just wait. But in, like, I think Black Widow is going to be the really annoying one for me because I kind of travel in nerd circles and everybody's going to be talking about it. And so I'll know everything by the time it comes out.
Yeah. It was supposed to come out last year and I understand it getting pushed back, but I want it. I'm ready. Give me my movie.
I don't know if I want to pay $30 to avoid spoilers. So.
Yeah.
I'd give you 15. Disney, meet me halfway. I'll give you 15.
I might give 15. Like, I could justify
that. That would be it.
But $30 is like a whole night out. Like, my husband and I could go to, you know, Broad Street Burger and have a nice gourmet burger and a pint and come home for that. Like,
yeah, it's
now that patios are open, like, that's a whole night out and way cheaper than a movie. I mean, with all the stuff you normally do with the movie, but I'm watching it on my TV and I don't even have a giant TV. I'm not like that. Like, I get the smallest one I can, and it still doesn't fit in the entertainment center we made for it because they don't make them that small anymore. You're just forced to buy giant TVs now.
Oh, yeah.
It's not my thing.
Yeah, I don't like it. I don't think it's worth it. I hope that their information gathering comes back and tells them that what they're doing is a bad idea.
I think, yeah. I think so. I think it will. I mean, we don't have access to that, but I don't expect it can't be going that well with all the other content that is out there on other streaming services where you don't pay another paywall on top of your subscription. It just can't be going that well, and I hope they're looking for other solutions.
Well, I mean, and even versus their own content that's getting put out there that's not being, I mean, you've got like Falcon and Winter Soldier that just came out. And it's like, that wasn't behind a paywall.
Nope.
And yeah. It's just, I hope that they're looking at it and going, okay, comparing us to us, this is not working.
I think serially.
Well, on the flip side. Yeah. With stuff just because of the pandemic being released without any paywall, like, I don't think I would have watched the new Scooby-Doo movie in theaters, but I watched it and I had a fine time with it, like, watching it at home. Like, oh, this is cute. Like, I watched more movies than I would have usually done just because I'm at home and cool, this new movie's out. Sure, let's give it a shot.
I was still not interested enough to watch that one. I think series are looked at differently, though. Like, it benefits them in other ways to have something that's being released serially because it has you coming back and using the service. Because if you have a service that, like, you haven't, like, gosh, I haven't watched anything on, you know, a Netflix for months, I'm just going to cancel it. Like, mm-hmm. That kind of thing happens. So they have to be releasing some things serially without a paywall.
I just realized I have 6 because Crunchyroll. God, bloody hell!
Oh, yeah. I forgot that we have been watching So I'm a Spider, So What? On Crunchyroll. We've been watching
To be fair, it is because of the spring season is the only reason I'm paying for Crunchyroll again. I let that subscription lapse after the series that I care about are no longer being simulcast. And then I pick it up every season, so.
I canceled Crunchyroll a little bit ago.
Yeah. Oh, I still have my Discovery Plus that, but A, it's only $5 a month, and B, I'm not through with Mythbusters yet.
Mythbusters. Yeah, cancel Crunchyroll. I think when we got, is it CBS All Access that we got to watch Star Trek, and it's got the Ghibli stuff in there, and Netflix has a lot of good anime going on, and like all my anime needs were fulfilled. The only people using Crunchyroll were my sons, and I shut it off, and they didn't notice this time, so I think they're not using it anymore either.
Yeah, it's fine.
Like, last time, one of them pitched a fit, but I think he's just using a different method at this point, which is fine, because when there's something I want, I can go get it at that site that he told me about. I watch the Sailor Moons.
Yep. I think it's HBO Max that has the Ghibli stuff on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I know HBO Max has all the DC stuff because I've been rewatching the Harley Quinn series again.
I love it. Yeah, I can't remember what I got Max for, and then I was going to cancel it, but I've found a bunch of other stuff I like.
And then I don't remember if he paid or how much he paid, but Matthew watched the Snyder Cut of Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
That was an additional. That was just on HBO.
It was just on HBO. Okay.
Yeah, because that's how I watched it too.
See, Disney, you're doing it wrong. I love Disney, but you're doing this specific thing wrong.
Honestly, for being a 4-hour movie, I don't think I would have watched it in the theater.
No.
Like, I was like, yeah, I had enough time just being on my couch watching it in one go.
Matthew had to take breaks. He like had to stop and then like go to bed and then watch it the next day. He was like, I can't. This is a mini series.
Yeah, especially now that they're charging $8 a month. The paywall is just too much because when it was cheaper, they were trying to justify it, I suppose, when it was cheaper than the other subscriptions, but.
Nope, now it's about the same.
Not so much. And you know what? They have so much back content to compared to that they own themselves compared to other streaming services that are having to, you know, ground up create production.
You know how many Disney Channel movies there are? There's a lot. There's a lot.
Do those count? though. Come on.
Well, they in the realm of they were made by Disney and they're owned by Disney, they count. There were a couple of, well, I'm biased because I grew up on, you know, the Disney Channel. So there are some Disney Channel movies that I have soft spots for, put it that way.
Could be Halloween worse. Could be Hallmark Channel.
So, in this particular instance, I think Disney's doing us a heckin' wrong. Raya comes out on just Disney Plus on June 4th. So if you want to watch it without the paywall.
Yes.
June 4th.
I will be like watching all the things without the paywall. I'm not ready to throw out my subscription over it. But I do hope they stop doing it because it doesn't feel good.
I
feel like a loyal customer giving them money every other month that they can count on, and then to be treated like...
It's like when you're renting and your landlord is saying, thank you for being our renter. Your rent has gone up this year.
Yeah. Or all of a sudden utilities aren't included.
Yeah. So, Disney, stop it.
Stop you own it. Everything
if you're
else.
You're taking our you're feedback not... on your experiment. Stop it.
You're not hurting for money.
You're
because
not.
You own everything. Damn it. Be benevolent overlords.
All right. Right? Done. I appreciate you treating all the content you've gotten with such care and respect, but stop this. I can only pay so much for it.
I'm just saying. That Mickey Mouse copyright's coming up. Maybe it will get renewed. Maybe you'll win the court case. Maybe you won't. And we'll all have our sweet, sweet revenge on your beloved mascot. Oh. Come at me, bro. Don't really come at me. I'm poor.
Yeah, no. There was something I watched at one point. So since I don't want to take on the eldritch abomination that is the House of Mouse, please don't sue me.
Oh, no. Like, I remember them going so crazy at daycare centers that had, like, Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse painted on the walls by somebody.
Yeah.
Like, please don't sue me. I'm poor.
Yeah. But stop it. So if our lovely listeners have any thoughts, opinions on the Disney experiment, you can chime in by emailing us at geekgrills@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at geekgrills. So what are y'all most anticipating coming up?
Cleaning up and testing my new sewing machine. I got another sewing machine. I don't...
Beware of the thick error.
Well, I will not have errors as such on this antique machine I bought. I was on Facebook and in the marketplace it popped up and it got me. It's an old Singer and it folds down into the table in the cabinet, flips over, so it just looks like a little wooden table. And this is so close to the one my grandmother had. Like, I saw the picture and I could smell my grandmother's house.
Aww.
And it was $50.
Nice.
I'm like, ho, I have to have this. I don't want to spend that money. I don't have anywhere to put it. I already have a sewing machine. And Rob's like, shut up. Do the thing. You sell things. You can buy that. I'm like, okay, I need it. And I went and I got it the next day. And it came with, I still have to plug it in and test it. And it definitely needs cleaning up. The guy said, I think it works. It seems to. It made a noise when I plugged it in.
Yeah.
those old motors just kind of as soon as you plug them in anyway. So, but the table is in fantastic condition and the machine looks to be in good condition. Like the foot that was on it didn't even look worn. And he also gave me the manual, which I should have brought up here with me for show and tell because, oh my God, the back cover is wonderful. It's got like other Singer products, like, and there's like a television and a turntable and the terminology to talk about the super high tech stuff back in like the early 60s, I think it was, is hilarious. and a Swisher Sweets box full of just stuff, like including a Sucrets box with like spare needles in it. It was so much nostalgia in one little place. And this fantastic sewing box for thread that it's like, it just looks like a brown plastic suitcase-y type thing. And then you open it up and it has all the spindles to put thread on and a little insert in the middle for bobbins. I love this box. I'm probably, I mean, the thread's ancient. I'll have to throw it away. But
yeah, beware of old thread. I've had that problem a while ago. It just snaps.
People give me thread and then no. I just hope my Guterman thread fits in the box. Because this, you know, these are all the big fat spools, and I'm not sure about the height difference. But anyway, it was really neat, great kitschy, nostalgic stuff that came with my new old sewing machine that I just want to test, get cleaned up, and then wait for one of my kids to get the hell out so that I have a room for such things. I'm looking forward to my new door. The door saga continues. They finally had, theoretically, hopefully, the right door made and are coming Friday to install that. And I bought the bricks to build a new stoop because they busted mine out to put in the wrong door. And I'm going to continue to binge Cult. I finally am separated enough from that particular 4-year presidency. We started watching Cult a few days ago, and I'm enjoying it. I'm not having the best dreams at night watching it before bed, but I am enjoying Cult. It's meshing really nicely with having watched that Q documentary recently.
Oh dear.
Yeah, I saw that and I'm like, I think it's still too soon. Like, I can't go back to Handmaiden's Tales. I started that series at the wrong time.
No, I actually highly recommend that documentary. It's fascinating. And to understand and have it revealed that those people were literally just gamed by a sociopath. By a group of psychopaths, actually. A guy and his dad. Like, it was a game for them. And they, like, did so much damage to our country and to so many people. But you get to find out how exactly that unfolded. So, cool story. Hopefully it doesn't fucking happen again. What have you been up to, Ray?
Well, I'm thinking that this weekend I'll be making a mask for Ren Fair. Also going to clean up since we didn't do any cleaning last weekend because incapacitated. try and figure out what else to do. Want to do some art but I definitely figure out what weekend I'm going. We have a tea shop that is at the Georgia Ren Fair that I'm addicted to.
Oh yes, the Chef Peacock Randy, tea room.
Chef Randy has said that this year there is going to be a tiramisu trifle.
Ooh.
And his trifles are fantastic, and I am a slut for tiramisu. So
I have to remember that whenever we, you know, have our small post-COVID get-together, I'll just get some tiramisu for you.
Yes.
And when you come up here for Ren Fair, we can go to my local brewery that I hang out, and they have a tiramisu porter.
Yes! I love porters. I love tiramisu. Oh my gosh. but he basically puts out the what he's going to be doing on Wednesdays, so that Wednesday I will know if I'm going to the Ren Fair that weekend or if I'm holding. I'm just waiting for the tiramisu one. But that's it. What about you, Linda?
I am trying to find the notes.
My cat sat on the keyboard. So
yes, and they went far away.
Oh, okay. I wondered what it was. Blank space.
There we go. That's a little better.
There we go. So I'm going to be trying to finish up at least one of my commissions, probably Greta. I mean, she's closer to done than the B-wing pilot helmet. That is an interesting Frankenstein of a jigsaw puzzle. It's downstairs. I don't have it up here to show because it's Just look it up. Star Wars B-Wing pilot helmet, and you'll see what I'm trying to replicate. It's fun, though, in a kind of odd way. And then I more pockets, maybe? Maybe more pockets? You know, I've got one of my coworkers is just enchanted by my pockets because I wear one at work every day if I don't have any pockets on my clothing when I go in. So even when I do, this jacket I wore today has small pockets, but I wore a big pocket underneath it. This one, actually, the cherry one with the red, because aesthetic.
Right?
So I was told by one of my coworkers that she would bring me some fabric and I could maybe make a pocket for her as a commission. She's super into upcycling as well, and I love upcycling, you know, hence making pockets out of sheets. so we'll see. I might be doing her. She was also like, can you put pom-poms on it? And I was like, I love pom-poms. We could totally put pom-poms on your pocket. So that's basically...
All the pom-poms.
All the pom-poms. And something that I just started making sketches for, like, it's so new, I didn't even get it into the notes. Because my brain is like, you finished your big upholstery project. You should start another big project. Thank you, brain. Thanks. Is I want to make, for my next LARP character, a set of wings. I have a set of wings that I can wear, but I want to make a set of wings that are like Goliath's from Gargoyle that actually fold down and clip as like a cloak. I am wrestling with the logistics of that and how to make it LARP safe. Or I should say LARP proof, not LARP safe, LARP proof, because many a costume has gotten ripped, teared, and ruined at LARPs through no fault of their own. So that is on my list. I've started making all sorts of sketches. Like I sketched bat wings and dragon wings and trying to figure out what I'm doing, but who knows when that will become something in the actual world. But yeah, that's what I'm
right to. On. Well, remember, folks, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekbrills on most Monday evenings. Our next one will be on May 10th, 2021 at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern.
And in addition to the subs and bits that we get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons, the greatest girlfriends on the internet. You can become a patron at www.patreon.com/girls. And don't forget, if you have Amazon Prime, you can sub to us for free every month on Twitch. And thank you for our returning patron, Daniel. Yay!
Thank you! Loves.
We appreciate it.
And another way to show your support is by leaving us a review. You can do so on any of your podcast catchers. Leaving a review is free, and they help our ranking, which helps other people find our podcast. You can also join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter if you'd like to help spread the word.
And thanks for our returning patron, Daniel.
Oh, whoops.
I had to do it twice.
I had to do it twice. Thanks, Daniel.
My phone again. Appreciates it separately.
So where can we find you, girls, on the interwebs?
Well, I can be reached at 9 of 12, that's NINAOF12, on Twitter and Twitch, and you can hear me on the Heresy and Hearsay podcast.
You can find me on Instagram under DappleDame and on Twitch as Ray Ino.
You can find everything Jen does at thejensays.com. I don't know why I hesitated there. Thejensays.com, because she owns it. And then you can find me on Twitch and Instagram under the name MadcapMisc, that's MISC. MadcapMisc, forgot my own handle, and you can check out my store at madcapm.com where there are pockets for sale. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
GG.
GG.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.